WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Mama Larky with July here on 90.7 WVUA. My name is Noah. This is The Morning Show, and I'm in the studio with Christian. Good morning, Christian.
Top of the morning to you, Lottie.
Happy to be here. How's your morning going so far?
It's all right. A bit under the weather, but you know, the show must go on.
The show must go on, yes. I feel like we're all a bit under the weather. We'll be getting some weather update in a minute here. Not this break. This break we're doing, it's early in the morning, so it's time to get a Crimson White news break. So we've got CrimsonWhite.com, where we get all our news and views. And I was looking at this article of, they did an interview. So there's this, the Cadillac 3 is going to be performing on Thursday at 8 p.m. Here in Tuscaloosa. And so... the Crimson White interviewed the lead singer songwriter Neil Mason. So, and they were talking to him about they were asking questions like influences, where had the band name come from, what songwriting process, all sorts of things. And I was particularly interested about what is the biggest lesson that you have learned in being a band, because they've been a band for like 10 years, which I don't know that I've done like anything for 10 years. I'm trying to think. Christian, is there anything that you've done for like 10 years that...
I don't think there is an activity I've done for like 10 years straight.
I think I took piano lessons for like 9 years.
Yeah,
so I was very close. So I took piano lessons for like a long time. But I'm not anymore. Sorry, Mom. Ha ha ha. So they've been together for 10 years, and it's like, okay, what's something that you've learned by doing this? And so this is what Mason said. He said, the beauty of being in a band is that you're literally creating a world. So whenever you start off having a band, you just think to yourself, what's the world I like to live in that doesn't exist? What's the world I think my future fans would be excited about? So in these past 10 years, he's just been creating that world. So that's the way to think about it. That's one of the things he's learned as being a band the past 10 years. You can see the full article on the CrimsonWhite.com. So I don't know, maybe go check it out. And that show is going to be happening later this week as well. So that is on Thursday. Good deal, good deal, good deal. We've got some more music up next. Here's 10 People by Tony Costello.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Not get an upper respiratory tract infection or any other related disorders such as frat flu or bronchitis, but... if I do have one, then I will have a speedy recovery today, and she'll feel better. That's the affirmation of the day.
Thank you for that positive affirmation, Christian. And now we're going to hear from Ghost Orchard with their song, Bruise, here on 90.7 Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Chico Romano with You're My Best Friend here on 90.7 WVUA, The Morning Show. And Christian, you like music, right?
Dude, big music guy.
I know we're about to get to some new station music, but what's some new music that you've been excited about this past week?
Some new music I've been excited about. Well, Taylor's new album was exciting. The 1975's been good. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it, but I want to listen to Carly Rae Jepsen's new album. I've
heard good things. So hopefully it's good. Then, you know, here at the station, we're putting new music in every week. Shout out to Alice and the music team. And so we've got some new music we want to highlight. You may have been hearing it on our station a little bit, but we want to give it a shout out. It's Boundaries, a little single by Jamila Woods. So who is Jamila Woods? What's her background?
She has a lot of background in kind of academia. She's from Chicago. She has a BA in Africana Studies and theater and performance. So a double major, right?
We love to see the theater.
And so she's also a poet, and she does a lot on intersectionality and internal themes of blackness and all. And musically, she has like a lot of neo soul, some R&B, and some hip hop influences as well.
Okay, okay. And it looks like today we're gonna hear the Boundaries, which is the music team described as a samba beat indie pop R&B. So sounds like a lot of fun things there. So let's take a listen to it. This is Jamila Woods with Boundaries right here on 90.7 The Capstone. New music here on the station.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Green Day with Welcome to Paradise, kicking off your morning almost 9 o'clock here on the morning show. This is 90.7 The Capstone. Christian, what's your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit? Ooh, that's a good question. My favorite fruit. I love some good pineapple.
Okay.
It's a good fruit.
Good choice. I went to the store last night to prepare for the costume contest that we have going on today, and I was like, while I was there, let me see if I can find some fruit, and I saw like this thing of like strawberries and blueberries and pineapple, and I was like, okay, I gotta get that, and I went to grab it, and I saw that it was one of those situations where it had already been like opened up.
Ooh.
Or whatever, so I was like, no, and that was the only one left, so I was not able to get it.
Sad.
But strawberries and blueberries are quite good. However, I want to talk a little bit about something that happened a few nights ago. Friday night, a little event that I went to, they had the bonfire pep rally thing and everything here on campus at the Quad. And I had never been to one because I was still looking at it. I think my freshman year, they canceled it, and then COVID was happening. And then I was doing something last year, and so, like, this year was, like, the first year that I was able to actually, like, go to it. So it was interesting because I was, like, I'd never been and seen what happened. So, and Christian, you were not able to make it.
No, sadly. I was at a Chicago concert.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun, though, but I am sad I missed it.
So I went to this event, they started off with the pep rally, and they had like the Million Dollar Band up there on the steps of the Gorgas Library playing some music and stuff, and that was my favorite part. The part that I found like less interesting was whenever they had people like talk, and like they were like fine, interesting people. Like they had the Grand Marshal talk or whatever, but it was like they had some of the sports players come up and say like their name and their position and Roll Tide or whatever. But I want to hear some music. I want to get hyped up. And some of these people are not too great at hyping up. They're like giving speeches and stuff, and I'm like, I just want to get excited. But every time the Million Dollar Band played, woo-wee, I got excited. And I was also really excited because they were going to announce the Homecoming Queen winner. And I had interviewed all of them leading up to it. So I was like, I want to see who's the winner is going to be. And then they waited until the very end to announce it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So I had to just stand there for like 45 minutes waiting for that. I was like, at least they had good music. So, and then after that, they had the bonfire, and I'd never seen that either. And it was an enormous fire. Like, it was crazy, like, big it is. And like, you can like feel the heat even if you're like 100 feet away from it. So, because they have to like put up barriers so people don't get too close. It's pretty crazy. I was there with some friends, and we were like, a good thing to do would be if people went around giving like little homecoming marshmallows. For the bonfire, they have like little homecoming 2022 like on them or something. That would be kind of fun. But anyway, so that was my experience with the pep rally, the bonfire, the pep fire, the bon rally. It was all right. It was all right. I feel like we need a little more energy next time. But hey, what you gonna do?
You know, I think we need to get to Dr. Bale about these marshmallows.
Yes.
Right now. Somebody call up President Bale. Get this man on the phone. I'm kidding.
Get President Bale on the phone right now. We need to talk to him about we need to have marshmallows next time. We got to have some, because I was like, we're all standing around the fire. We're just looking at it. I'm like, we got to get some. I know we can't go roast marshmallows on it, but at least like give us some.
Yeah.
So we can eat them plain or something. If I was in charge, that's what we'd be doing. So someone give me the presidency. Here's the Black Keys with Set You Free. We're going to talk to you some more in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay with us.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
You just heard Jonathan Jeremiah on 90.7 WVUA-FM The Capstone. This is the morning show.
It's the morning show, baby. Woo! All right. It's 9 o'clock. get excited. We're waking up. We're breaking up. Christian, why are you leaving me? No. But Christian, tell me a little story. Tell me about what's been going on with you this past week.
Okay, what's been going on? Let's see. Something fun. Oh, this is really good. So, over the weekend, I mean, we just talked about the homecoming.
Yes.
Bonfire. The homecoming parade.
Parade.
So, I spent a ton of my week helping get the theater and dance department float together.
Okay.
I think we did a really good job. You know, we did Rojo, we did the English building, and we did the new Smith Family Performing Arts Center on one of the sides. It was really pretty. We painted it. We pumped it. We made little paper trees. It was really good.
Okay, okay.
And then got to be in the parade, which was really cool. You know, first time ever being in a homecoming parade.
It yes.
was a lot of fun. Just waving at everybody. We sung a few show tunes. We attempted to do a line dance. Some of us attempted to do one of the APO line dances on the trailer, but she moved a bit because, you know, it's not made for line dance, but it was a ton of fun. It's just fun, you know, getting to wave at the kids and yell at them, Roll Tide.
Did you throw candy or anything?
Nah, we should have. That would have been a good idea. We didn't, but
did you get any pictures of the float? Because we may have to put them up on the Instagram.
I can ask around. Don't worry.
Okay.
Trust.
We'll want to put some of those up on the Instagram at the end of the show. But that's great. I was not able to make it to the parade. I had to get ready for work and everything. But it sounds like it was a fun experience.
It was a hoot and a holler.
A hoot and a holler. Yes, indeed. So we're gonna keep on hooting and hollering throughout the morning for the rest of the morning show. We're gonna play Here's Bright Eyes with Old Soul Song.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Are you having a good morning? Because I'm having a great morning. This is the morning show. Good morning, Christian.
Woo! Top of the morning to ya.
It's a stand-up type of talk break. So I'm standing up here in the studio. Just imagine it. We think every day is worth celebrating. And it's getting closer to Halloween. And we are doing a Halloween costume competition here between the different morning shows, Monday versus Wednesday versus Friday, who will come out on top. So you are very important in helping decide this because your likes on our Instagram are going to decide who is the best. Well, we're going to put our costume as the first slide on our Instagram post at the end of the show, and then you got to just give it a throw it a like to help to count as a vote. And so whichever one has the most likes at the end of the week, that is the winner of the costume competition. And so stay tuned for Friday's show. They got some good stuff planned. And we'll go ahead and reveal what we did.
Drum roll, please.
We did Weezer.
Weezer Wednesday.
Weezer
baby.
Wednesday. Let's go. I feel like this is going to be we got to keep doing Weezer Wednesday because we are looking at our Weezer catalog. And it's a little dismal. We got to add some more Weezer. So we got to add more Weezer Wednesday. We got to play you some Weezer because Weezer is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the best band in the entire history of the world, I think.
Teach their own.
No.
They're pretty good.
It's the best band that ever existed. So I think you just have to agree on that. But so we dressed up as Weezer, the blue album cover. Caleb is working on editing it right now to add the blue background and everything. So stay tuned. We're going to put that on our Instagram at the end of the show. You don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. That is how we are celebrating Halloween. Oh, Christian, what are some of your Halloween costumes that you've been pretty proud of? Your top Halloween costume.
Last year, most proud Halloween costume I've ever done. I did Kramer.
Okay.
I did a really good Kramer. Yeah. And this year I'm pretty proud. I got a David Bowie in the works.
Okay.
Some Aladdin sign.
That'll be fun. We'll have to talk about it next week. Next week on Wednesday. Weezer Wednesday, am I right?
Weezer Wednesday.
Man, I got to play some Weezer. Hang on.
I guess.
I'm going to play Africa by Weezer. I think this is their cover of the song by Toto.
Toto's hit Africa, ladies and gentlemen.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is the morning show.
You just heard Crooks by The Slim, so 90.7. Now for the weather.
Yes, what is the weather today?
It's kind of mild, a little chilly, but on the milder side, we got 52 degrees right now with a high of 67, a low of 47, and thankfully, You know, the weather was zany. It was wacky. It wasn't great yesterday. A bit rainy. But it's all sunny today, according to the weather.
That's going to be great.
It's beautiful.
But you know, Christian, we've got a little saying. Do you know our little saying? Our whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. Hey, there's going to be a quiz. And so I've got a little positive news story. We had our positive affirmation from Christian earlier. I've got a positive news story. So, you know, Penn State has a battery tech breakthrough that could lead to, potentially lead to the mass adoption of affordable and fast charging electric cars. So they've got a 10-minute charge time for a typical battery. That's pretty cool, pretty fun. Have you ever driven an electric car?
No.
I have not either. I know we've got a little charging station like right out here near the station, like right in the parking lot across the way. So I am pretty excited that to hear. I mean, I've got to buy a car at some point. And so I don't know, like, if they've got this, these electric cars are going to be a lot more easy to do stuff than, who knows? I might have to check one out. But, it says that these 10-minute charge time, that's pretty good. So yeah, that little positive story for you right there, to keep you excited about your day, to keep you excited about things that are going on, even if you're having a little bit of a rough time. Here is Phantom Limb with Guppy on 90.7 The Capstone, The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is 90.7 The Capstone Morning Show, here with Christian and Noah in the studio. Woo!
Yay!
All right. And it's time for a Crimson White news break. So what is going on with the Crimson White?
So this is from our sports desk. We got Will Miller reporting on Bama's crushing of Florida as the number 3 Crimson Tide.
Let's go.
Win the SEC regular season title. 2-0. This was Sunday. If y'all ain't been paying attention to our women's soccer team, they've been killing it. 16-1-1, 9-0 in the SEC. We whoop them 2-0 to win the 12th straight contest in a row. And I believe it's our 8th shutout of the season in front of a record crowd of 1,882 fans, which is the biggest in Alabama soccer history. So that's big, big news. It's a big deal.
That is a big deal. Were you there? Yeah. Were you able to make it to the game?
No. So I was sick over the weekend.
Ooh, okay.
But I kept up on my phone. I had it pulled up. You know,
there you go. Supporting the team.
Indeed. You know, got to keep up with the tide. I mean, not just a football school anymore. We're now a football school.
Yes.
Terrible pronunciation.
That's what we like to hear. So that you can get that report straight from the crimsonwhite.com. That's where we get all our news and views and shoes too. I get my shoes from the shoe store. I gotta go get some new ones though. Mine are getting a little, they're losing their color. They're black shoes and they're quickly turning brown. So I gotta get some new ones. But we got some more music here. Here's Twins with Peace on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Into the Wake, Mystified by Night Palace on The Morning Show, 90.7 The Capstone. Noah and Christian in the studio this morning. And want to tell you a little bit about an event that we're looking forward to. So here on The Morning Show, we like to keep you aware of events on our events calendar. We like to highlight events on our events calendar. And so we've got this event that I'm pretty excited about.
I am. I think it's going to be spooktacular.
Spooktacular. Ooh. Wait, Christian, let's do our best ghost voices. Oh, wait, hang on. All right, so in honor of spooky season, let's do our best ghost voices. Okay, yeah. Because Fright Mania is tomorrow night, University Programs event, free for students. So I'm pretty excited about this because I want to check it out. Apparently, they're going to have a haunted house, a spooky casino, some treats, music, and much more. I hope they play the Monster Mash because
oh yeah,
I want to get in some Graveyard Bash, am I right?
Who doesn't?
It's going to be tomorrow, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Student Center. I am looking forward to it, and Christian, I hope you are too.
It's exciting.
So I might have to go see what's going on with that. But so Fright Mania tomorrow, 7 to 10 p.m. It doesn't say anything about wearing costumes, but... You know what? I assume you'd be fine if you could.
I assume they're encouraged, honestly.
Yes, like, yes.
Roll up in a costume.
And they put something about it on Instagram. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe they put something about costumes on Instagram. Let me check.
And I want to know on Instagram if they're saying anything about it.
They are. They said, didn't mention costumes, but I presume they're encouraged, folks. And yeah, shout out to UA What's Up on Instagram.
Yes, so
they always help me figure out what's going on. So
Let's see if anyone. So it doesn't look like anyone commented any questions or anything like that. But
yeah.
So there's going to have that being going on. So that is. Be sure to always check our events calendar. It's on our website, wvuafm.ua.edu, for all the events going on in and around Tuscaloosa. So, yep. We're going to play My Morning Jacket and their song Gideon, and then we'll be back in just a minute to close out the show. Stay tuned. We're keeping it going.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.
Certainly so with Golden State right here on 90.7 The Capstone. We did an interview with them a while ago. They're sort of I can't remember where they're from, but they're like a band that's around here. I think we have an interview with them up on our website, which you can see voices.ua.edu, or click on the Instagram the link in our bio on Instagram and go to podcasts. And artist interviews is where we have that. Let me check and see. I think we've got that one. And we've got a whole bunch. Yeah, that's where it is. We've got a whole bunch of interviews up there. So be sure to go check it out. This is 90.7 The Capstone, the morning show. We're closing it out in just a second here. We're almost out of minutes. But wanted to let you know that... this is a music station.
Yes,
we're playing music here.
Yeah, we're big music guys.
And we got some new music, I think.
Yeah,
Christian, tell us a little bit about this new music we got. Shout out to Alice and the music team for always giving us new music.
Yeah, they do a great job. Love the music team. So this is a little ditty by the Orioles off their new album Tableau, I believe. It's called Television.
Nice.
And here is the descriptor. And I thought it was pretty good. So it's an orchestra of music and vocals that blend really well together. Honestly, it's like main character music. And they're an indie rock group out of Halifax, England. They do some space rock too, so yeah. Should be a banger. I think everyone's gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, let's check it out. So this is the Orioles with Television here on 90.7 The Capstone. The morning show. Here we go.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.